All right, good to see everybody. And then we'll start. Yeah, our internet had a glitch. That happens sometimes in the material world. It's one of the fourfold miseries: birth, death, disease, old age, and internet problems. Janaram, Ritu, Jirav, Yadi, internet. Doshana Darshanam. Okay. Okay. So we're going to end exactly on the hour today because I have other appointments tonight. And we had a lot of programs today, which you can see if you go on my Facebook page or on my YouTube channel. We got an app. Okay, just simple. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Austin.
The voice now Vrindigajai Namacharya Shiparidas Thakur Gajai Prem Say Koho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirveda Gadaka Shiva Sari Gaur Bhakta Vrindigajai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopikapana Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavan Kijai Maturam Kijai Jagadadasami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Is all glorious, the assembled of Guru and Gauranga Shri Prabhupada. So, is, my voice still breaking up? Someone. You could still sound, it sounds like I'm breaking up? Yes, no, just type in. Yes, okay. All right, so time to switch on another network. It'll give people switch to this other network for the class. So, Om Gana Timidanda Shagan Janash Lakya Chaksurin Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurve Namaha. So, we are reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Majalila, chapter 12, and we are in the middle of a text. Text 135 in the middle of the text. And hold on a second. Okay. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Okay. So we're talking about cleansing of the Gundicha temple from the 12th chapter of the Majalila, text 135. We're right in the middle of the purport. All right. Let's just. Skipped a little bit. Oh, here. There we go. So does it sound better now? Is it tolerable, the internet? Yes, no, someone send me a message. Okay. Discuss the internet deities. I prayed to the proper internet deities. So, here we're talking about the cleansing of the Gundisha Temple, which represents the cleansing of the heart. So, we're in the middle of this purport. The word jiva, himsa, envy of other living entities, actually means stopping the preaching of Krishna consciousness. Preaching work is described as paropakara, welfare activity for others. Those who are ignorant of the benefits of devotional service must be educated by preaching. If one stops preaching and simply sits down in a solitary place, he is engaged in material activity. Wow! What a heavy statement. Just think what I just said. If one stops preaching and simply sits down in a solitary place, he's engaging in material activities. This is very much in line with what Prabhupada wrote in Vrindavan Bhajan when he was sitting in Vrindavan planning out his preaching. And in the Vrindavan Bhajan, he says, you know, if people just simply do that, they're eating the mind's bananas. So we need to save people. Why do we need to save people? Because we have the knowledge, we have the power. Just like I've described many times before, if someone has a superpower, let's say one of my disciples has superpowers, or we'd like to have superpowers. He worships Spider-Man, but anyway, instead of Krishna. But in any case, let's say one has some superpowers and you can save someone. Let's say someone jumps from a building and you have the power to just catch them. And you don't do it. You just say, well, I'm busy, Chen. Then you are a rascal. Because you're responsible. You have the power to do so. All of us have been given superpowers. If here's a big if you are following strictly, then you're given what? A shakti. Like this verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Kali Kalera Dhamma Krishna Nama Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Vinanahi Tari Pravartana. In this age of Kali, the authorized method of self-realization is what? Krishna Nam Kirtan. But in order to propagate that, one has to have the Shakti. It's not simply jugglery of words, expert, let's say, in linguistics or philosophy or anything like that. One has to be empowered. Just like to have electricity come out of the PowerPoint or plug, whatever you call it in your particular country, you have to be connected to the powerhouse, or else the electric socket is simply a show bottle. What is a show bottle? A show bottle is something just filled with water and you think it's medicine. Okay. So Prabhupada said, one simply sits down in a solitary place, he is engaged in material activity, which is a fact. Because what is spiritual activity? Of course, chanting is spiritual activity. But chanting according to the instructions, guidance of Krishna's devotee. Because we are receiving Krishna's name as it comes down through disciplic succession. And the potency will manifest itself according to our connection to that disciplic succession. And our connection to that disciplic succession is dependent, contingent, upon our following the directions of our predecessors in the disciplic succession. If you don't know what predecessor means, that means the devotees who came before you. Simple. Okay. A devotee should never make compromises with by acting as a professional guru, mystic yogi, or miracle man. One may cheat and bluff the general public and gain fame as a wonderful mystic, but all this is considered to be dust, straw, and grains of sand within the heart. In addition, one should follow the regulator principles and not desire illicit sex, intoxication, sorry, gambling, intoxicants, or meat, or fish, or eggs, or lobsters. To give practical instructions, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu cleansed the temple twice. His second cleansing was more thorough. The idea was to throw away all the stumbling blocks in the path of devotional service. He cleansed the temple with firm conviction, as is evident from his using his own personal garments for cleaning. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to see personally that the temple was thoroughly cleansed to the standard of clean marble. Clean marble gives a cooling effect. Devotional service means attaining peace from all disturbances caused by material contamination. In other words, it is the process by which the mind can be peaceful and thoroughly cleansed when one no longer desires anything but, wow, here it is. Let me just write this down. Devotional service, a new concept for me. Wow. Nothing else but devotional service. Or no longer desires anything but devotional service. It's the same thing as saying nothing else except devotional service. What is devotional service? Anyway, I'll leave that up to you to figure what that means. It's not karma misru bhakti, it's not jnana misru bhakti, it is anyabhi lashata shunyam jnana karma navritam anukul yena krishnana shilanam bhakti uttamam. And you can translate that. Even though all dirty things may be cleansed away, sometimes subtle desires remain in the mind for impersonalism, modestism, religious activity, dharma, art, the common moksha. I want to get liberated. I want sense gratification. I want money. All these are like spots on the clean cloth. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wanted to cleanse all these away. Physical activity. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed us how to cleanse our hearts. Once the heart is cleansed, we should invite Lord Sri Krishna to sit down and we should observe the festival by distributing Prasadi Krishna Maha Mantra. Prabhu used to teach every personal behavior. Everyone who spreads the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course the word cult in this particular context is not a negative word, it just means a group. You know, sometimes people will come up to you when you are trying to present Krishna consciousness and they'll say, you're a member of a cult! And you ask them, what does cult mean? You say, if I'm a member of a cult, you must know what it means. Well, a cult! It's bad. One. It's a cult! Check the dictionary, Prabhu, or not Prabhu. Check the dictionary. Cult means a group of people. Sometimes it's used in a pejorative or a negative sense, but it simply means a group of people. And this is the context in which the Prabhupada is using it here. There are bad cults and good cults. Just like there's bad gangs and good gangs. Good groups and bad groups. Good politicians and bad politicians. Good people and bad people. What can you say? The Lord was personally chastising and praising individuals in the course of the cleaning, and those who were engaged as acharyas must learn from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how to train a personal example. In other words, you have to act nicely to train people. The Lord was very pleased with those who would cleanse the could cleanse the temple by taking out undesirable things accumulated within. This is called anartha nivritti, cleansing the heart of all unwanted things. Anartha means things you don't want. Nivritti means to get rid of them. So what don't you want? Lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, fear, bewilderment. These are anarthas. And there's a stage in devotion called anartha. Prajnavritti, in which you cleanse the heart of these unwanted things by chanting the holy names, associating with the devotees, Nashta Prayeshu Avadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Seva, by hearing from the Srimad Bhagavatam, serving the pure devotees, serving the Bhagavat, like that, and basically being aware of these anarthas in the heart, and also avoiding association that will help us increase the anarthas. What association do we have that increases the anarthas? If we, let's say, read or see some mundane movie, let's say, you watch a movie about lust. No. What does that mean? Or romance. And you think, huh, looks good to me. Then it increases karanam gojanma jonisra. It increases your lust. Or if you eat food that is not made by someone with a pure heart, then yes, your lust will increase. It's a fact. So you got to be careful. Who cooks for you? How you offer to Krishna, etc. So there's many ways that we can employ to increase our lust, our greed, our envy. Ooh. Don't employ those means, and at the same time, employ the means of cleansing your heart from these things. So, that's Chaito Darpanam Marjanam Bhava Mahadvagni Nirapanam. The heart, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam, just like Gundicha Marjana. Thus, the cleansing of the Gundicha Mandir was conducted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to let us know how the heart should be cleansed and soothed to receive Lord Sri Krishna and enable him to sit within the heart without disturbance. Don't disturb the Lord. Nusringha Vitara Bahira Shodila Kshaneka Vishramaka Hari. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also cleansed the Nrisimha temple inside and outside. Finally, he rested a few minutes and then began dancing. The Nrisimha temple is a nice temple just outside the Gundicha temple. I've seen that. Actually, I was able to go into that temple. Lord Nrisimhadeva is very merciful. There is a great festival on the day of Nrisimha Chaturdashi. There is also a Nrisimha temple at Navadvipa where the same festival is observed, as described by Murari Gupta in his book, Chaitanya Charita. Charidike Bhaktagana Karena Kirtan Majin Richa Karena Prabhu Mata Singha Sama. All around Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hold on a second. All the devotees perform congregational chanting the Lord just like a mad lion danced in the middle. Who do you go? Svetakampa Vaivaranyashru Pulaka Hunkara Nijanga Udviya Ge Chalayashru Dara. As usual, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would dance, there were perspiration, trembling, fading, tears, jubilation, and roaring. Indeed, the tears from his eyes washed his body and those before him. These are symptoms of different bhavas. Some of them are anubhavas, some of them are sanchari bhavas. Phew! Some of them are sattvika bhavas. Chalana, shamanayara mega yena kare, varishana. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed the bodies of all the devotees with the tears from his eyes. The tears poured like the rains in the month of Shravana. It's described that sometimes the tears from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out like tears or water from a syringe, like from a water pistol. Maha Ucha Sankirtane Akashavarila Prabhura Udanda Nache Bhumi Kampahila. The sky was filled with rain. Sankirtan, and the earth shook from the jumping and dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sarupera Ucha Gana Prabhura Sarabhaya Anandiyudandan Richa Kare Gura Raya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always liked the loud chanting of Swarup Damodar. Therefore, when Swarup Damodar sang, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and jumped high in jubilation. Wow. Picture this in your mind. Of course, when you're hearing these different pastimes, what you should do, my dear Prabhus and Prabhinis, is you should, in your mind's eye, imagination, in your heart, you should picture what you're reading about. Then it becomes very exciting. If there's just words, it's not going to be so exciting. Part of the process of reading about pastimes of the Lord, part of that process is to picture those pastimes using your imagination. Picture them in your mind. Chaitanya dancing and jumping high in jubilation when Swarup Damodar Goswami chanted, then I'm fall asleep while you're hearing these pastimes. E mata katakshana nrachaye kariha vishrama karila prabhu samaye abhushya. The Lord thus, finally under circumstances, he stopped. Acharya goshanira putrashi gopalama nrachya karite tanre agyadila goradama. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Sri Gopal, the son of Advaita, Prema Vishen Richakari, Vihaila Murchite, Achetanahana Tena Padila Bhumite. While dancing in ecstatic love, Sri Gopal fainted and fell to the ground unconscious. This is one of the famous stories you're going to hear. Aste Vyaste Acharya Tanra, Thaila Kole, he became very much agitated. So here is Advaita Acharya. Let me explain what's happening. Advaita Acharya is the supreme personality of Godhead, actually expansion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Acharya is feeling these emotions like an ordinary person would experience. No, I can't say like. Similar, sorry. Stop breathing. Why is that? Well, this is called Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya Samaprata. So Yoga Maya causes the Supreme Lord to forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so he can even interact with himself in different pastimes and even feel anxiety and fear and all these other different feelings. Nishingaro Mantrapadi Mare Jala Chanti Unkarera Shabde Ramanda Yayapati. Advaita Acharya and others began to chant the holy name of Lord Nrsingha and sprinkle water. The roaring of the chant was so great that it seemed to shake the entire universe. This was arranged by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Aneka Kari Lav Tabu Naha Kandena Kande Sababhakta Gada. When the boy did not regain consciousness after some time, Advaita Acharya and the other devotees began to cry. So not only do we have the Supreme Personality of Godhead putting himself voluntarily in the Personality of Godhead so he can experience these emotions, not only that, but he's showing us that devotees should not be hard, mature devotees. If someone dies in their family, or let's say if they're preaching to someone who just had someone die in their family, they will say something that is completely heartless. They will say, he's not the body anyway. What's the... Everybody dies, whether it's birth, all these things, and don't lament, comes to Tikshasha Bharata. No, a devotee has to have a not only the spiritual emotions, but we're living here in this world. You can't be a robot. You have to have feelings, emotions, interactions, friends, and enemies. So, Tabi Mahaprabhu Tanra, Bukke Hastatila, Uthaha Gopala Bali, Uthai Shwere. Kahila, then Shunite Gopalera Haila Chaitana Hri Vale Nruchikare Sarvabhata Kana. As soon as Gopal heard the voice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came to his senses. All the devotees then began to dance, chanting the holy name of Hari. Eilila Varniya Chena Dasa Vrindavana Taiva Sangshepa Kari Karilun Varnana. This incident has been described in detail by Vrindavan Das Thakura. Therefore, I have described it brief. This is a matter of etiquette, and one should not repeat. Uh-oh, internet is breaking up badly again. Okay. Let me change my internet provider. My new one is called Sorry about that. When I switched my providers, it dropped off for a second. I'm just going to go back to share the screen again. Okay, is the sound better now? Someone give me some feedback. Okay, good. Okay. All right, text 151. Sorry for this. It ain't my fault. Tabe Mahaprabhu Kshaneka Vishrama Kariha Snanakariba Re Gela Bhakta Gana Lana. After taking rest, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the devotees departed to take their baths. Tire Uti Parena Prabhu Suksha Varasana Nishingadeve Namaskari Gela Upavana. After bathing, the Lord stood on the bank of the lake and put on dry garments. After offering obeisances to Lord Nishingadeva, whose temple was nearby, the Lord entered a garden. Ujani Vasila Prabhu Bhaktagana Lana Tabivani Natahela Mahaprasada Lana. In the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with all the other devotees. Vaninath Rai then came and brought all kinds of Mahaprasadam. Kashi Mishra Tulasi Padicha Dvijana Panchashata Lokalyata Karie Bhojana Tatana Pitapana Sabapathaila Deki Mahaprabhuramane Santosha Haila. Kashi Mishra and Tulsi, the superintendent of the temple, brought as much prasadam as 500 men could eat, seeing the large quantity of prasadam which consisted of rice, cakes, sweet rice, and a variety of vegetables. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Hudi Goshani Mahaprabhu Bharati Brahmananda Advaitacharya Prabhu Nityananda. Among the devotees present with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Ratna, Acharya Nidhi, Shivasa Gadadhara, Shankara Nanda Charya, Araragaba Bhakeshara. Acharya Ratna Acharya Nidhi, Srivasa Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Shankara, Nandan Acharya, Raghava Pandit, and Vrakeshwara were also present. Prabhu Agya Pana Aveshe, Apane Sarvaboma, Pindara Pupari, Prabhu Vaise, Lana Bhakta Gana. Receiving permission of the Lord, Sarvaboma Bhattacharya sat down. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his devotees sat on raised wooden seats. Tara tale, karyanukrama, ujjanavari vaishabhakta karite, bhojana. In this way, all the devotees sat down to take their lunch in consecutive lines, one beside the other. Hudidasa bali, prabhudake kane gana, dure rahi hudidasa karini vedana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was repeatedly calling, Haridas, Haridas! And at that time, Haridas, standing at a distance, spoke as follows. Bhakta Sange Prabhu Karuna Prasada Angikara E Sange Vasita Yogya Nahi Munichara. Haridas Thakur said, Lord, let Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu take his lunch with the devotees. Since I am abominable, I cannot sit down among you. Remember, Haridas Thakur was the Namacharya, the teacher of the holy names, number one. Number two, he is a combined incarnation of Balad Maharaj and Lord Brahma. And he was born in a Muslim family. So he was very humble about his particular situation, respecting the social culture at that time. So if Lord Jagannath doesn't want to let us in the temple, we don't push our way in, we don't sneak our way into the temple. Because Lord Jagannath doesn't want us, because he wants us to observe the social custom and not disturb people's minds. It's more important that we cultivate people and bring them to Krishna consciousness than disturbing their minds and push our way into doing something that will disturb their minds. You know, you got to consider people first. People, that's the priority. Priority is people, other people. Pache more prasada govinda dibe bahir dware mana jani prabhu punana balila tanre. Govinda will give me prasadam later outside the door. Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not call him in. Sarup Goswami Jagannanda Damodara Kashishvara Govinata Vaninata Shankara Parive Shana Karitahan E Sata Jana Maji Maji Haridwani Karivata Gana. Surup Damodar Goswami, Jagadananda, Damodar Pandit, Kashishra, Gopinath, Paninath, and Shankara distributed prasadam, and the devotees chanted the holy names at intervals. In other words, they were so immersed in Krishna consciousness, they would take a bite of prasadam, of course, chew it. And then, Hunivo! Because they were honoring or relishing prasadam. And with Prabhupada, of course, Prabhupada didn't usually say Haribo between each bite, but Prabhupada would sit quietly and chew the prasadam, and most of the times they would sit or put his seat and chokshi, that means where he ate his prasadam from, the little table, they would put it facing a wall. And Prabhupada did not engage in small talk during prasadam, unless it was the preaching program. That was something different when he was going over someone's house. But generally, he would sit and meditate on the taste of prasadam. This way, he digested his food, and then he took his little rest afterwards, at least the noon prasadam. Hulina bhojana krishna purve yaiche kaila se lila mahaprabhu ramane smritaye haila. Lord Krishna had previously taken his lunch in the forest, and that very pastime was remembered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yadyapi prima veshe prabhu haila stira samaya bhushya prabhu haila kichu dira. Just by remembering the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was agitated by ecstatic love, but considering the time and circumstance, he remained somewhat patient. In other words, he held back his symptoms of ecstasy. Prabhu, devotees do that. Prabhu kahe mori deha lafra vyanjana vipapana mritabhutika deha bhakta gane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you can give me the ordinary vegetable known as lafra vyanjana, and you may deliver it to all the devotees better preparations like cake, sweet rice, and amrita gutika. Lafra vyanjana is a combination of several green vegetables all mixed together. It is often mixed with rice and delivered to poor men. Amrita gutika is a preparation of thick puri mixed with condensed milk. It is also known as amrita rasavali. Phew. Sounds not exactly the food for a sannyasi. Sarvagya Prabhu Janena Yanraye Paya Tanre Tanre Se Deoyaya Sarupa Dwaraya. Since Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was omniscient, he knew what types of preparations each person liked. He therefore had Swarup Damodar deliver these preparations to each devotee to his full satisfaction. Jagadananda Vidaya Parivesana Kadite Prabhurapate Bala Drabya Dena Achambite. Jagadananda went to distribute prasadam, and suddenly he placed all the first class preparations on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, he disobeyed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and didn't give him the simple, like boiled vegetables and simple prasadam. He put all the opulent preparations on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's plate. Yadyapi dile prabhu tanre karena rosha vale chale tabudena dile se santosha. When such nice prasadam was put on the plate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord was outwardly very angry. This was Jagadananda, who definitely sometimes caused the Lord to be angry, and sometimes the Lord caused him to be angry because he was actually Satchabhama in Krishna's pastimes. And that means a left-handed wife. Satchabhama was a left-handed wife. What do we mean left-handed? Doesn't mean she chanted her japa with her left hand. It means that sometimes she was oppositional towards the Lord and angry with the Lord and arguing with the Lord. And Krishna likes that. He doesn't like... Well, he likes submissive devotees too. But also he... This is spiritual, in the spiritual world. I'm not talking about in the material world, because you shouldn't think that you're unsubmissive, therefore Krishna likes you better than devotees who are submissive. In the material world, Krishna likes the devotees who are submissive more than the unsubmissive ones. In the spiritual world, Krishna likes the activities of the unsubmissive ones more. Nonetheless, when the preparations were placed on this plate, sometimes by tricks and sometimes by force, the Lord was satisfied. In other words, Lord Chaitanya wanted to show the ideal activities and sense control of a sannyasi. Sannyasi doesn't ask for all these things, but if he's given these things, he'll take a little bit of taste of it. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could eat the whole world. Punarapi se dravyakare nirikshana tanrabhaye prabhu kichu karena bhakshana. When the food was thus delivered, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at it for some time, being afraid of Jagadananda. He finally ate something. So there's many different stories about Jagadananda and his anger. And we'll get to them later on in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Suffice it to say that Jagadananda was of the left-handed mood. That means he pleased the Lord by talking back to the Lord. and getting angry with the Lord sometimes. And sometimes he would actually go into a depressive fit because he was so angry with the Supreme Lord. And we'll hear about that pastime later on. But Lord Chaitanya enjoyed this very much. But at this particular juncture, he was afraid that Jagannanda would get angry with him. So he finally ate something. Nakaile Jagadananda Karibe Upavasa Tanra Ge Kichukana Maneai Trasa. The Lord knew that if he did not eat the food offered by Jagadananda, Jagadananda would certainly fast, being afraid of this. In other words, Jagadananda would go into depression. Being afraid of this, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ate some of the prasad he offered. So Rup Goshani Vala Mishta Prasada Lana Prabhuke Nivedana Kariage Tantana. Surup Damodar Goswami then brought some excellent sweetmeats and standing before the Lord offered them to him. E Mahaprasada Upa Karaha Arfadana Deka Jagannatha Kaiche Karyachina Bhojana. Surup Damodar Goswami then said, just take a little of this Mahaprasadam and just see how it is that Lord Jagannath has accepted it. Just take a little. Eta Baliagi Kichu Kare Samarpana Tanra Snehe Prabhu Kichu Karena Bojana. Upon saying this, Swarup Damodar Goswami placed some food before the Lord, and the Lord, out of affection, ate it. E Matadvijana Kare Bara Bara Vichitra Edwi Bhaktera Sneha Yavahara. Swarup Damodar and Jagannanda again and again offered the Lord some food. Thus they behaved affectionately with the Lord. This was very, very uncommon. In other words, they were making the Lord eat opulent food, and even though he didn't want to eat opulent food. It's a wonderful pastime. Okay, so we are going to, how about this? We're going to end here on, we did text 176, so tomorrow we go to 177. And we are going to stop sharing and unmute, or allow you all to unmute yourselves so you can ask questions. So if you want to ask a question, there's several ways to do it. One is you type in the chat window, which I can see right here in front of my little eyes, or you can raise your hand, or you can unmute yourself. So who wants to ask a question? You got the options right now. Raise your hand, type in the chat window, or unmute yourself. Okay, Madhava, you have a question.
Dandavat Maharaj, so as I see, the Queen Satyabhama, she was very challenging on many pastimes in Dwaraka. Yes. And then same mood with Krishna. Lord Krishna also enjoyed this, was challenging, but of course he always enjoyed that challenge of Satyabhama. Similarly here, Jagannanda Pand, also he's enjoying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, remembering that pastimes of Sri Krishna. Is that point?
Yes. He, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu realizes that Jagannanda's love, as was Satyabhama's love, is pure. It's pure love. So the anger that Jagannanda exhibits is out of purity. And of course, you also have that particular type of what we call man or anger manifest by Srimati Radharani. Satyabhama is a direct expansion of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani is known for her anger towards Krishna, as well as her associate Lalita. Lalita is by nature very, very angry at Krishna because Krishna is causing pain to her Swamini. Swamini is the name of Radharani. So, it's a problem. It's not a problem, I'm sorry. It's not a problem. So, it's not a problem because Krishna enjoys that. It's like, why would someone take chili peppers in their food? Or garam masala? Even though it's biting. I remember when I was touring South India, people would have these giant bowls of dried chilies, and they were so hot At that time, I was eating chilies. Oh, the reason I was eating chilies is because they bring down the blood pressure. As soon as you eat a chili, either your blood pressure goes down or you die. You have a choice. Your mouth catches on fire, and what it does, it's a vasodilator. It dilates all the veins and the arteries. And it's so hot. So why? And then when Prabhupada would cook, many of you never saw Prabhupada cook, but he put whole chilies into the dal, you know, really, and he put them in the chunk, and he cooked them so they were even hotter than they normally were. And sometimes he broke them up. So when we ate the dal that Prabhupada cooked, fire came out of our mouths, literally. I mean, it was so hot that many of us had to just run into the bathroom and splash water on our faces. And that's how Prabhupada cooked dal. Actually, you know, just dal, which most of you, when you take your dal, it's just very bland. It's like soup. But Prabhupada had it so incredibly hot. And not only that, ginger, chili, cumin, coriander, and some other spices too. Oh, asafoetida too. And so you may say, well, why does someone have hot peppers like that that cause pain? But Prabhupada liked it. And then also, Prabhupada had this thing called the Brahmastra, which was a drink. When people used to get sick, the devotees would sometimes use it as an excuse just to have some nice, tasty fruit juice. But Prabhupada said, no, this is what you should have. And he made fruit juice with red peppers in it.
Wow.
Fruit juice with red peppers. That was, we used to call that Prabhupada's Brahmastra. He would cook the fruit juice and put red peppers in it. And you would eat or drink the fruit juice and you wouldn't be sick again. Ginger, too. Ginger, red peppers. So anyway, so Prabhupada very much enjoyed it. And he also, you know what Prabhupada said? A chutney should be so sweet that you can't resist it and so hot you can't eat it. So most of you, I mean, I know just about everybody I know from India, their chutneys are not hot.
Wow.
They're just like, you know, like coconut chutney is just like something they spread out and they're, you know, they put it in their rice or something like that in South India. But Prabhupada's chutney, like tomato chutney or fruit chutney, whatever chutneys the Prabhupada made, actually plum chutney, I remember that. Then they were so hot. Oh my God. And they really got your digestion going. So anyway, so it's enjoyable for some people. Even when I was young, we used to buy these sweets that had chilies inside them. They would be called hot hots. Anyway, I remember that. So so Lord Chaitanya enjoys that spice of life.
Okay? Thank you, Maharaj.
All right, it's very nice. Thank you for the nice question. All right, so Jai Radhika, you have a question?
Yes, Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances to you. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. My question is regarding, so all these personalities we say, Ramananda Rai, Pratap Rudra, Sarip Damodar, Jagananda Pandit, they all have so much that spontaneous bhakti towards Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So so I was thinking is like we know that all of these personalities also have Sarupya in spiritual world, in Krishna Leela they were serving as well. So so I was wondering like do they fall at Ragatmika devotees or Raganuja?
Yeah, they're Ragatmika. Yes.
Yeah, because usually Ragatmika devotees fall in Krishna Leela, Praja. So that's what I was just wondering.
No, they're Ragatmaga devotees. They're from Krishna Leela. They're all from Krishna Leela, except for Murari Gupta. He's from Ram Leela. And there may be another, like Anupama, a few other exceptions, but this is described by Kavi Karnapur in the Gauraganadesh Dipika. Yes. So they're all eternal associates of the Lord. They come down whenever the Lord comes down. Okay?
Yes, thank you, Maharaj.
All right, one other question, and then I have to end because I got people coming in a second. Expand how one person, Haridas Thakur, can be an incarnation of two personalities. Does it mean having the qualities of two different personalities? It means being empowered by two different personalities. It doesn't necessarily mean that he is two different personalities. It means that he's empowered by two different personalities. Or he may be one of the two personalities and empowered by the other. But Haridas Thakur is described as an incarnation. Advaitacharya is not an incarnation of two personalities. He's Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, who are both the same person. They're both God. So Advaitacharya doesn't apply in. But as far as Haridas Thakur, you find out that he's described as an incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj and Lord Brahma. So he's empowered by both of those personalities, or he's one of the personalities and empowered by the other. At least that's the description given by Kavi Karnapur and the other acharyas who describe Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. So, on that happy note, we have 10 more seconds. I have to end now because I got people coming. I have a tight schedule. Thank you all very much. We'll see you all tomorrow evening, same time, same station. All glories to His divine grace. Shilabhavad, Shilabhavad.